Welcome to Viva, keeping Latin American history alive. Traditional Mexican ambar jewelry has a rich, dark amber hue. It carries an intense color, reminiscent of a warm cup of coffee. The seeds of this bracelet are named Ambar de la Selva, meaning amber from the jungle, or to be more specific, from the Lacandona jungle of Chiapas. The heart of this rainforest is located in the Montes Azules Biosphere Reserve in Chiapas, near the border with Guatemala in the Montañas del Oriente region. Although there are many amber deposits around the world, it is found in Mesoamerica only in the northern and central highlands of Chiapas. Since prehispanic times, it has been highly valued in making ornaments. Lynneth S. Lowe of the Center for Mine Studies states that amber beads in particular are favored for necklaces and bracelets, but were restricted to use only for rosaries during the colonial period. This restriction constituted a repressive act and gross violation against the indigenous peoples of Mexico, considering the context of this fossilized tree resin. Amber holds immense cultural, economic, and ecological importance. It is thought to have healing properties by indigenous peoples in the area and has been given protected status in Chiapas. It's documented that various indigenous peoples of Mexico used amber for trade, ceremonial purposes, purported protective qualities, incense, and more throughout history. Where is amber from? The jungle. The Lacandona forest contains over 1,500 tree species and is one of the last forested areas large enough to support jaguars. The jaguar was considered a sacred animal to the ancient Mayans and remains sacred in the eyes of the Lacandon Maya dwelling in the jungle today. The jungle itself holds immense cultural importance for the Lacandon Maya. Remarkably, the Lacandon Maya are one of the only groups of Maya people who were never completely colonized by the Spanish, yet were highly active in trade with missionaries, travelers, and townspeople since first contact with Spaniards in 1786. They speak a dialect of Yucatec Maya and call themselves Hachwinik, meaning true people. Lacandon society strives to coexist harmoniously with nature. There are less than 300 members remaining, living within the jungle and relying upon natural resources for their sustenance. Sadly, their home and traditions are being threatened by the destruction of the rainforest. Yet, Lacandon artisans and environmentalists are working together to create crafts that preserve Lacandon culture and the jungle itself. Bracelets like this one have been a traditional craft of the Lacandon Mayan peoples, who now commonly sell their work at nearby archaeological sites. In general, their livelihood relies on agriculture, hunting and gathering in the forest, wage labor, and selling crafts to tourists. However, much of the destruction of the rainforest has occurred through increased lumbering activity, targeting cedar, mahogany, and ceiba. It is also depleted by outsiders unfamiliar with the acidic soil, utilizing slash-and-burn practices in an unsustainable manner compared to traditional Lacandon slash-and-burn farming practices. Used in this manner, slash-and-burn farming allows for little to no fallow time and creates soil erosion. It also depletes what little nutrition there is in the soil, which is then also polluted by the use of fertilizers and pesticides. It is estimated that about two-thirds of the Lacandon jungle outside the main biosphere reserve has been converted into pasture or cropland. Once this land has been cleared and used, it is almost impossible to get it back to rainforest status, even after it has been abandoned. Most of the jungle outside the reserve has been partially or completely destroyed, and damage continues inside the reserve as well. However, crafts made from jungle materials as well as jungle tourism provide an economic alternative to agriculture while keeping Lacandon Maya traditions alive. An example of this partnership is the Naha Ecotourism Center. In 2002, 22 Lacandon people decided to form a cooperative and create the Naha Ecotourism Center as a sustainable economic alternative to farming, built in areas that had previously been used for agriculture and which no longer had jungle vegetation. The center is run by and economically supports the community and sells the crafts that locals manufacture from materials obtained from the forest, materials that they treat conscientiously. A key priority project of the center has been the reforestation of the rainforest using seeds. Through the collection of seeds and their careful germination, today, many of the territories that were deforested now have regrowth that hosts pheasants, parrots, deer, and jaguars, animals that had not been seen in the region for many years. From a seed to a jungle, from a jungle to an entire society. The Lacanon can teach us that the forest must be taken care of, so it can take care of us as well. As the president of the Naha Ecotourism Center, a Lacanon man named Kin says, since the creation of the center, the forest has become more beautiful. There are more trees. There are more animals. It seems mountain again.